So, hello everyone, and welcome back to I Couldn't Be YouTuber, so I decided to make a podcast instead. Episode number 40, 40, 41, if you know, is continuing with the numbering system. But because it's season two, this is going to be episode one of the new season where we're going over some Korean genre webtoons, manga, manhwa, cultured, light novels and web novels. Give me one second. Okay, so yeah, I'm back. As I mentioned before, the title is A Man's Man. Really excited. I'm gonna go be going off the cuff as usual. Super excited. Really quickly though, I just spent like earlier part of this today, like another hour and a half, just doing graphics for the art. So I may re-record the season introduction again, just to like I guess notice that and then to perfect it. You know, once in a while, I do like to perfect some of my recordings just to make sure. I'm not out of touch, and then I really do need to get back into, you know, making videos and getting in the hang of things again, and then, you know, life as well. You know, trying to get that 60-80 hour work week grind. But yeah, so we'll talk about A Man's Man. We'll go over the summary, the various tags, and then the various web novels and recommendations I have associated with that. It's a long time coming. As I said before, industry and business novels have always been my bread and butter. That's something that I've kind of shifted into and never really fell out of. It's just hard to find web novels that I'm interested in. I talked about some of my previous genres, which was empire building, mature novels, right? More slice of life or life-focused novels, so urban life like Freejar or whatnot. You know, things that were thought-provoking and allowed you to really think and contemplate a lot of these interesting ideas, even profession novels like, you know, Investor Z and I think it was like Dragon School or something. I guess this is probably the novel to talk about it, but let's just go to the webtoons. So really excited to talk about A Man's Man. Very interesting title. The author, art by Dagadu, Dagato. The art style of Aesopos, which is the storytelling of the Greek storyteller, and then Lucas, which is very interesting. I always find it unique how. Wait, are those the artists? Oh, yeah, no. The original work is by Lucas. Always very mature in themes with Korean. We'll talk about the various flavors and genres. I'll elaborate more into this specific one, and then I'll go through recommendations. But really quickly, let's just go through the summary. So Yoo-hyun, okay, I can't read Korean, so I'm, you know, this is going to be English. Like, Yoo-hyun becomes the youngest CEO of Hansung, a successful electronics company built on toxic work culture. A successful electronics company built on toxic work culture, but nobody he cares about is there to celebrate with him. After a night of drinking and wondering if he could change the past, he wakes up the next morning, 20 years younger at the beginning of his career. Armed with the experience and insights that made him CEO, Yoo-hyun begins to revisit broken relationships and battles the enablers of Hansung's cutthroat work environment. But he does not yet know how the changing past will affect his future. So this is your classic do-over web novel, you know, fixing your regrets. In Chinese web novels, this would be considered the urban life genre, but we're going to take it from a different lens, which is, you know, from the Korean manhwa and light novel lens. The length-wise, obviously, is going to be very much like a Japanese light novel or Japanese manga. We're probably going to hit around 200, 300 chapters, and then it ends. So there's a start and an end. It'll probably take about a year and a half, maybe two, but you know, there is an end in sight, and it is highly likely that it is achievable, right? That you'll be able to see the end. It's a very unique story, very clean Korean art, very much on likes on par of lookism. I guess New Class Normal was pretty good. We'll talk about some of the similar ones as well. It's not fighting, right? So it's not going to be anything super extravagant like How to Fight 101 or like Shotgun Boy. Those ones are much more like darker in theme, like in terms of shades and coloring. Right, what was it? Spirit Fingers, I heard, was really good. It's much more drama based, but you'll notice that it's not like super lighthearted or light with the bright colors of slice of life, like you know, Odd Ones Out or something, because those are much more simplified and brighter in color. This one's obviously going to be dealing with tones of darkness, of shade. There are moments, right? There's a couple of like 3D moments that, reminds me of the animation in The King's Avatar. But overall, really nice and clean lines. Very much your CEO level art style, very much what you're accustomed to with Korean art style, which is very clean, very crisp, very stylized, right? Obviously, we'll just talk about the colors really quickly. So I'm sorry, I'm trying to lay out a set of like guidelines for how to do webtoons. The Wuxia or the martial arts and the tower and dungeon stuff like dice or whatnot, a lot of glowing colors, a lot of pink and purple and blue. This is very cityscape, so we're dealing with a lot of dark blue and then some orange lights for the offices and whatnot. Very stylized, right? For drama, it's much more red and orange. It's very bright and vibrant, but A Man's Man covers some more of some of the darker themes. So let's see here. The thing I could think of is not Crepsicle. Get Schooled. Yeah, that's a pretty thing. Druid of the Seal Station. I don't think that's a Seal Station Necromancer. But very dark. A Windbreaker was the Viking one. But yeah, so there are some like viral hit or like there was like something called Code or whatever that usually focuses more on like the tech aspect of it. The gaming ones obviously much more colorful because it's more slice of life. Study Group, It's Mine, all very interesting. I've seen a lot of these titles before. Not too important, right? I think a very good contrast is Mom, I'm Sorry, which is one I actually want to cover. I might even cover it back to back. It's a little bit close, but I'm passionate about that. But yeah, Mom, I'm Sorry, very similar urban environment but very different, brighter art style, more whites, whereas this would be something more along the lines of not Code Adam, some of the horror or darker ones, like it's I guess It's Mine would be a good comparison. So yeah, and much more darker in theme. We see a do-over novel, resolving the regrets, dealing with the past, right? Because whenever you're doing some sort of transmigration, do-over, or isekai to another world, you deal with various issues of not being familiar with the environment, whether it's Bakido, like not being attached to society, or dealing with your inner demons or your past, right? Whether it's like a monster inside of you or something. There's always that challenge to deal with, like, is the future going to be what I anticipate it to be? I think there was one like Golden Time. There's a really cool manga that de dealt with like, the timekeepers and whatnot, and like, dealing with, the shop dealing with time. Time actually becomes a very interesting concept in terms of like webtoons and manga, so I think that's very unique. There is one specific web novel that's really cool. There's like God of Gambling, also 12 Hours After, both dealing with time. In terms of greed and wealth, we see a lot of interesting web novels as well, such as The God of Money, and The Black Card. The Black Card is much more darker in theme. So really quickly, let's talk about Korean, the Korean genre and Korean businesses. We'll talk about how that applies to the webtoon and then just some various similar recommendations. So, what I'm familiar with in Korean culture, if anything, is basically the cables, right? Kind of like what we would call like a soft monopoly, in the West, I guess. Like I'm familiar with like tech companies and whatnot, like how they get big, how they there's really like there's a set of companies that like stand at the top. From what I'm familiar with Korean culture, it's a very, the school is very Asian based, very high pressure. The testing in Korea and China are very similar. The school environment is probably closer to Japan and in the West than it is with, Chinese stylized learning, and like the Chinese is much more like, communism based, so it's a lot like group structure, group social structure, whereas in Korea it's there's some of that, right? But there's a lot more Western influences as well, such as like there's still that after school program, but like and the testing is st still much more meritocracy based just because of culture, right? Even oh, there was oh, I was wondering why this sounded so familiar. It wasn't A Man's Man, but there was another manga, manhwa, not Volcanic Age, that dealt with climbing the corporate structure and was just about testing. Give me a sec. I'm gonna see if I could find that really quick. Sweet, really quick, I found it. I remember when I was reading A Man's Man, I was looking for other web novels to read. There's another title called From the Grave and Back, very similar, climbing up the corpus structure. There's a couple ones about, I think it was just about testing. So we'll really talk about how testing works. So there's an interview process, right? I think with most companies there's always an interview process, and then you have to pass various tests, the various certifications. And then if you read a lot of webtoons, you realize that certification process is almost like stylized, and it's a very common trope in these business slice of life web novels climbing the corporate structure. Whether they go pure business route, which means it's just all the slice of life is mostly focused on business, there is some life drama attached, whether it's family, whether it's parents, whether it's siblings, right? There's various ways to do it, right? It could be more lookism based, where it's much more like outside the boundaries of like normal life, or it could just be like j just a pure life drama web novel, right? An urban life novel. It's very interesting. In that sense, because a lot of it talks about like this huge power of corporate structures and these big tech companies, and it is big tech companies have a lot of power. There are a lot of corporate reward structures, such as stock options, the various prizes and like applications that you fill out, right? It's very different in a business aspect, because a lot of it's just reports and writing and managing, right? Managing is definitely very difficult, I think, right, as a position, because you have to deal with a group of, you have to, cooperate and deal with a group of people. And then, just doing work requires a lot of research, a lot of intellect, a lot of reading, and obviously keeping up to date, right? You always have to predict trends, and you always want to be on a project group that is going somewhere, right? Because if project groups aren't profitable, they get cut off, and then you get moved around to other groups, right? So all of that is just skill, and experience, right? You learn various techniques, and obviously senior members get paid more because they have more experience with that work. And then there's a lot of like just corporate intrigue as well, like there is in the medical industry with Back to 2002 to be a doctor. I really like the quote, all young dragon slayers become evil dragons in the end, right? Because when you start off, when you're young, you don't know anything. All you have is your youth and your energy and passion for something, right? And then as you get older, you slowly, gain experience, you slowly accumulate power, and then right? So when you're young, when you start off in a company, there's always going to be challenges that you have to face, right? Boss that don't know what they're doing, or are much more conservative, right? And then to overthrow that yoke, right? You're a young dragon slayer trying to slay the evil dragon, like the administrators and CEOs. But then as you get older, you have to deal with those same problems as well. All young dragon slayers become dra evil dragons in the end, right? So that's a very interesting quote, very relevant to this. In terms of business structure, right? Obviously there are various forces at play. You have the conservative faction or various infighting factions, right? Because almost any company, major company, right, a large company will always have factions. There are smaller companies that just focus on entrepreneurship aspect, right? Like building robots, like a school team or whatnot, which just focuses on a small team, and then it's fighting the world, so your enemies are external. But for these corporate web novels, there is a sense of us and them, right? So there's my group, and there's the other group that's like, blocking the future or cutting off your path to wealth, right? I think the Chinese saying would be breaking the rice bowl, right? Because in iron rice bowl, right? Because and the saying comes from, right, that you always a bowl of rice is cognizant of receiving a meal, right, getting paid, right, fawa, right? So when you like block a person's path to wealth, right, when someone can no longer feed themselves, then you're basically killing the person, right? Because they're no longer able to feed themselves. So that's what they mean. And then there's all this context of food, right? When we talk about business, we talk about food. So when we say an iron rice bowl, right, iron means it's hard as steel, it won't crack, it's very secure, right? And so there's a lot of pre-80s and like post-80s like urban life literature talking about, you know, the rise of factories with Chinese web novels and whatnot. But I won't get too much into that culture, Chinese web novel culture. I want to try and stick with more Korean stuff. So Korean stuff is much more contemporary. Korea is definitely a very high-tech area, very developed country, fast internet speed, strong telecommunications, and a lot of large corporations, consortiums, cables. That's what I call it. But that's probably not the correct pronunciation, right? In Japan, it's Zaibatsu. In the West, it's consortiums, alliances, business alliances, whatever you want to call them. Just big companies, right? The biggest of them is Samsung. And then there's all obviously always smaller ones like Hyundai. In Japan, it would be like Toyota, Nintendo, right? Gaming companies, industry companies. Anything that's always consolidated, national key interests, anything military-wise will always be usually controlled by the government or have strong ties with the government, such as military spending, right? In the West, it'd be stuff like BAE Systems. It would be Dassault, right? Energy companies, we get stuff. Western energy companies are always very consolidated, especially or public transportation, very consolidated. Public transportation is actually controlled by the public. There are some private industries, but transportation is almost done publicly. What are some very consolidated industry? Energy is always very consolidated. BP, Exxon, Mobil, right? A lot of these just large oil companies are all like in the hands of a few, very strong ties with the government. But yeah, so anything focusing on military will always be very consolidated. Energy industries as well, like that's very, very consolidated. The only thing that's not consolidated are private companies. We'll talk about like fashion, entertainment, and appliances, right? Like stuff like General Electric, LG. These are huge, huge manufacturing companies that, are more private in nature, but, still have a large political ties with political parties, and lobbying, right? You always have to lobby for a political party, for favorable terms, whether it's like the liberals or the conservative party in power or whatever. So yeah, that was just like a really quick tangent on like corporate structure, I guess. Where was I going with this? Oh yeah, food analogies, right? So there's a couple terms, golden spoon or silver spoon. Basically, when you have a golden spoon or silver spoon, I think that's Korean in origin. I'm referring to the fact that if you have a golden or a silver spoon, that means you've made it in life, right? That you have it made, right? You belong to a wealthy family, and then you'll always be fed with good food. I think there was another manhwa that literally just talked about, I think just the silver spoon. I think that was literally what it was called. They swap life. They talked about the harshness of, living in a rich family. You have to have a lot of talents. You have to have a lot of talents, right? Like rich families, they always want to like infuse art and culture. You have to be very knowledgeable. You have to deal with the social circles of that. And then what my response is, or my cynical or my outlook on that comes from Actor's Reincarnation of a Heaven, which says, which I think went something along the lines of never pity the rich, right? There's a couple times where they mention it, where it's a grassroots movement or whatnot. There was another one as well, not just Actor's Reincarnation of Heaven, but another one where it talked about the fact that, wealthy people, find their enjoyment in life and work from, dealing in social aspects, whereas a laborer, right, a factory worker, has to, deal with working in a factory, 12 hours a day. And a lot of sayings, a lot of like materialist sayings and wealth sayings about, it's better to cry in a BMW than to be smiling on a bike, right? A lot of that Western materialism in Asian culture, Chinese culture as well, right? What is it? It's I'd rather work 8 hours in an office than 12 hours in a factory, right? 8 hours on in an office than 8 hours, on a factory floor standing up. So a lot of these ideas of intellectual work and physical work, right? Obviously, intellectual work is always going to get paid more, just because that's more in demand and it's more difficult. Very interesting thing about intellectual work, right? Especially business work. If you think like in terms of computer science, right? I don't recall where I received this information from, but it's like, humans. Oh, I think it was Lex Fridman. Humans have only been developing intellectual thought for the past hundreds of thousands of years, right? Which is not a short amount. It's a very long amount, right? Throughout human history, it's only 40,000 years, in terms of evolution and intelligence, right? With monkeys, and then with human history, developing culture, developing language, right? So that's a very long time to develop, intelligence. But there's a lot of things that we take for granted that has taken, millennia of evolution, right? Such as walking, such as movement, such as physical attributes. That actually is much more difficult for a robot to perform. So although we as humans prize intellectual thought, it's because it's younger, it's more difficult, it's something we don't have a physical grasp of. Maybe our brains will be more developed, or we'll develop new technologies to help assist in that in intellectual work. Whereas the physical work, I mean, we take it for granted because everyone has it, but you got to remember in perspective that is, a lot of evolution and science at hand to develop the features that we have, right? Such as eyesight, right? Some of the best cameras in the world still can't compete with the human eyeball, right? The brain processing is still insane. Like some of the features that the brain can do, such as dreaming, such as creative thought, right? The idea that you could think of ideas is kind of insane. Anyway, that's a quick tangent away from, business aspect and political intrigue. But yeah, so I really wanted to talk a little bit about inequality, which I guess is much more of a side tangent, right? Because everyone's starting points are different. I guess maybe that might not be a good place to do it. There's a lot of ideas I can talk about, as well, right? But there's this idea that life advice is cheap because everyone experiences life, and then I'm trying to pick what's the most relevant to talk about, 'cause life advice is cheap. Everyone has their own life experiences, right? And everyone wants to hear about the life experiences of a successful person rather than something that is not applicable to them, right? Like I think the reason why the life experiences of let's say the life experiences of someone less fortunate than us won't be as applicable because those aren't the issues that you deal with. So that's maybe not something that people are interested in. And the life advice of someone who's not successful is not going to be useful to someone who wants to be successful, right? That's why we always take the life advice of someone really successful, podcast wise, right? So basically, I'm just trying to consolidate knowledge and put it all together in a way that's easy for consumption. And like that's still somewhat useful, right? But I don't want to like go super into the nitty-gritty, especially since that's probably not helpful to some, right? Like my outlook on life is probably not relevant to reading webtoons, but I want to introduce interesting ideas, right, to keep things engaging. But yeah, there's a couple more quotes. I think what I drew from that was Actress Reincarnation of a Heaven, is I meshed it with a quote from Ratatouille. This is, I did a couple tweets on stuff like this, which was Anton Ego said at the end, right? In Ratatouille, which was one of the films I watched as a kid, is very unique. I loved some of the quotes that Anton Ego said, on the lines of being a critic, on the lines of being a creator, but especially some of his last lines talking about Monsieur Gustave, right? Chef Gustave, and his book, Anyone Can Cook. He was really offended by this idea that anyone can cook, right? Because he thought that meant that anyone can cook well, right? But like he said it really interestingly. It's not that anyone can cook, right? Anyone can cook, but he refined it to say, it's not that anyone can cook, but a great cook can come from anywhere, right? And what that applies to business is that, everyone has the same opportunities to become rich. It is much harder for certain people than others, but anyone can become rich. All you need is some knowledge, some willpower, and just a little bit of luck, right? Maybe for some people it's a much larger, substantial amount of luck, whether it's starting point, whether it's resources or whatnot. But there's still a lot of work to be done, right? Like, not even if everyone is giving the same amount of resources, not everyone would achieve success, right? But anyone can achieve success, right? Success can come from anywhere. But the thing about it is, anyone can get rich, but not everyone, right? Because not everyone is going to be able to do that, do the things necessary for success, right? Not everyone has the capacity, the abilities, the knowledge, the intellect to do it. Anyone can, the opportunities exist for anyone to be rich, but not everyone will be rich. And I thought that was a very telling saying. I know I've really detracted from A Man's Man. I didn't talk too much about like the do-over aspect of it. But A Man's Man is great because it talks a lot about these political intrigues and these ideas of, you know, what makes a successful team, like, you know, how, like, and it's just very entertaining as a whole. I think it's just a really fun read for me because I love thinking about all these things. I like getting like life experiences and whatnot. And you know, it's just fun to read. Yeah, I know I've like this is like a complete 100% turnover. I'm trying to think, how do I like keep this spoiler free but still talk about it in a way that's still interesting? What's cool about A Man's Man? It talks about projects. It talks about political intrigue. All the classic twists and turns. I am going to get to the OP protagonist. Let me take a look at the summary again. What happens recently? Oh yeah, there was a recent quote that was like, "What was it all for?" Right? Because obviously, you know, there's a lot of regrets, right? You know, when you work for the company isn't your life, right? You know, you have to separate that. Because when you retire, the company is not going to take care of you. You're going to have to take care of yourself. So you shouldn't make, you know, your work your life. Some people, right? There's a lot of people who talk about, you know, going to the military, right? You know, they dedicate their young years to the military. And when they come out, they don't really have anything left, right? Their life was just about the military. And what a lot of military people are learning or are finding out is that, right? You know, after you've done your service, you know, there's nothing much to live for. So they're trying to teach people life skills to say, you know, you need to have a life outside of work, right? You know, you need to find the things that you enjoy so that, you know, it isn't all about work, right? Having promotions is great, you know, getting more wealth is great, but so is, you know, having a family, right? These are a lot of ideas by, you know, Chinese commentators and upstream of video content creators such as Wang Yi Dao You Du. He did a great one on the aspect of family. I'll talk a little bit more about family when we get to Mom, I'm Sorry, and stuff like Hi Mom, Ni Hao, Li Huan Ying, and just some of those influences. And then even about death as well, I guess we'll pair that together. I think I'm going to do Mom, I'm S I really want to do about death, but that's a much more mature topic. So maybe I'll save that for a little bit. I'll move on and then figure out a way to incorporate that. But I do want to talk about Mom, I'm Sorry. Very different title from Hi Mom. But yeah, back to Man's Man. There's a lot of this idea about family aspect and the relationships that you have, right? What was it? Fushigi no Shonen. What was it? The Bakshi family talked about coincidences. That was very unique. I think it was like Volume 2, Chapter 8, where they talked about it in Fushigi no Shonen. Whereas, you know, life is just a bunch of coincidences. You meet people because of those series of coincidences, you know, connecting you together, talking about like the fragility of life and the butterfly effect and whatnot. Rinpoche Tan did a detective idea around that anime as well. There was this idea of relationships, how we slowly drift apart in a lot of urban life web novels. They talk about in your youth, you're all so close, but then the paths that people take really like drift off. And this is where the Wang Yi Duo video really, really touched me. Like, I really like the message that he tried to talk about, which is imagine. So it's so quick tangent. So imagine this idea that, you know, if you could see the number above people's head about how many times you can meet in life, you know, certain people, certain strangers, like that pretty lady you notice on the bus, maybe you'll like notice one or two times, right? Because you know they're tourism, they're on work, you know, they're traveling in a different direction. Maybe you'll encounter them a few times because you know it's on your route to work. But some of the, you know, the people that you pass by, you know, on your way to the grocery store, you know, you'll probably only meet once. And then certain cashiers, you know, you'll meet a little bit more frequently, right? You know, there's only a certain amount of times you can meet with people in life, right? A lot of your childhood friends, you know, you know, the number of times you'll meet probably still is only in the double digits, right? Like, you know, oftentimes, right, when you have, you know, classmates, right, you meet up every single day, you know, almost 180 days a year, right? Like in the triple digits. Like, how often do you meet with someone every single day? Your coworkers, your friends, right? Your friends and coworkers because you meet every single day. That's really special, right? Because you don't meet with a lot of people every single day, just a small group of people, right? And you think about your family, right? When you're younger, you have no choice. You are stuck with them for, you know, maybe like in the five digit numbers, right? 4,000, like a couple thousand times, tens of thousands of times. But as you grow older, you know, as time passes, that number slowly decreases, right? 10 years is about 10,000 days. Am I right? No. 10 years is about 3,000 days, right? So, you know, if you're lucky, you get a good five, you get a good 5,000, you get to meet with your parents, maybe 5,000 times. Maybe in your lifetime, maybe you're only around 10,000 times, so 5 digits, right? But, you know, in your first, like, you know, formative years, 50, like, 10 years, right? You know, 3,650 days, that's a 4-digit number. And slowly those numbers start to diminish. Those appear the number of times that you meet with your parents, and even grandparents, for those of you who have grandparents, will slowly start to decrease, right? And then, you know, eventually it'll be in the 4-digit number, 3-digit number, where you only get to meet them a couple hundreds of times, right? And so it's really this idea of time, of passing, of change. The great storyteller did some interesting work. I think any do-over novel or urban life grasps with this idea of mortality. There are various aspects of that as well. You know, the impulse or being chased, right? That sensation of being chased is also that fear of death, right? Like, you know, there's so many things to do because you fear death so much, right? And then there's a lot more we could talk about in terms of work-life balance and health. But, you know, I have to keep my tangents to minimum so that it's somewhat focused and somewhat interesting to listen to, right? The conversations that I don't have today, I may save for tomorrow. I might find a better way to put it. So, I'm not trying to say everything all at once. Once there's a flow to this conversation. So every time I record a podcast, I think it's definitely always different when it's off the cuff. Where are we, by the way? Oh, 30 minutes. Got to wrap this up. I want to try and keep this under 40, under 50. One of the new goals for season two is to not talk too much at length, unless it's like just particularly an interesting topic. So yeah, so you know the amount of times that you meet up with people. You know, people drift apart. We travel to different cities, and they talk. We'll talk a little bit more about youth, in a little bit, right? Because it's like, you know, and how you deal with that family aspect, and it's all about like, you know, the future, right? Like, you know, they want you to have a better future. You know, there's some, you know, personal stories I can tell as well. That's, I think, very tragic, but I think very important. You know, growing pains and growing experiences, right? Like, you know, you have to do something that will be proud of yourself, right? You have to invest in yourself, and right, because if you don't, because the opportunities that you don't grasp, that you don't take advantage of, are things that you will regret in the future. So even though, you know, you certain opportunities will take you away from your family members, right? Whether it's going to college or, you know, going abroad, right? Going to a bigger city or going to a big company, right? If you don't For those who don't take advantage of those opportunities, you know, you're only going to create regrets for your future self, right? I think that was the point of Wang Yi Duo. You should really check out his video. He has some very interesting art, very short. It's only 3 minutes. Maybe look at the English subtitles if you can. But it's a really great video, the way and tone in which he says it. Like, if you understand Chinese, it's very, very beautiful. I really like that video. But yeah, so. Yeah, back to Korean culture and a man's man. It talks a lot about work life, right? We see a lot of aspects of drinking culture in Korean work life as you do in England, right? I feel like Korean work culture is very similar to English work culture. English? Yeah, I guess that's the right term. British work culture, English work culture. Sorry, because when I think of English, you know, there's Australian English, there's Canadian English, there's American English, so saying English is just weird, you know, referencing England, Great Britain. But yeah, so there's a lot of like, you know, Korean culture that you'll see, you know, Korean barbecue, Korean drinking, fried chicken, just fried food, right? You know, Japanese, it's karaage, and Korea, you know, fried chicken is big, so it's pizza. You know, you see some of that influences in Parasite as well. But it's just very unique to see a lot of these, you know, subtle life touches being introduced into Korean work culture. What was the point? Oh, the drinking culture is very similar to Asian culture, whereas, you know, you always want to go with your coworkers, go with your bosses. But very much like English work culture, whereas, you know, you go for a drink, whereas in the West, I mean, in like North America, it's very much independent, whereas after work, you kind of do your own thing. You know, you go to art museums. You don't, sometimes you go with, you know, go eat lunch with people, but like usually dinners are reserved for your own. So it's just very interesting, you know, work cultures. Really quickly, I know I'm trying to squeeze a lot into it, but one last note. There's this idea of large corporations involved, right? And I guess this is the recommendation section. I'll really quickly try and wrap this up. I'm not giving a lot of these things its proper due, but you know, I think I'll probably go more into depth when I talk about it. Some of the recommendations are something that I was like really reminded of A Man's Man. If A Man's Man was a web novel, it would be The God of Money. Very similar premise, betrayal, that idea of climbing up and dealing with corporate structure. God of Money is much more materialistic. It's not as, idealistic or, much more passionate or about dreams. A Man's Man would be a combination of God of Money, which is another Korean web novel on Munpia that's been translated on web novel, and I Only Make Bad Movies in terms of achieving dreams, right? Qing Dong Fang, right? The New Chinese Dream in America, right? Talking about Qing Dong Fang, education after school education company, teaching English and getting Asians and Chinese students into Western institutions, and colleges and universities. Very similar to this idea of achieving dreams, right? Because I think the basis of all these urban life web novels, besides just work and getting wealth, is a higher spiritual fulfillment, right? This idea of achieving your dreams, accomplishing your goals, working together as a group, right? This idea of fellowship, of doing something amazing together, right? Whether it's just making money, doing corporate achievements, right? Creating new technologies, all of this would be like, it's not just individual success, it's more than individual success. It's about doing something amazing with a group of people, right? And I think that's like one of the things of youth. So God of Money, much more on the business aspect. I Only Make Bad Movies, much more on the dream side of things. I think that's what a lot of Chinese urban life does, right? With I Really Am a Superstar, focuses a lot on individual success, right? Because but then there are certain web novels that focus on promoting, just achieving those dreams and making those dreams possible for other people, right? I think that's what the appeal of losing money to be a tycoon is so great. Not just the gimmick of, the system and having to lose money, but also telling these stories of other people accomplishing their dreams, fulfilling their potential, right? All that's like half of what urban life is. Urban life, by yourself, creating a company, right? When it's all individually focused on the main character, it gets boring after you read a couple hundred chapters. But for webtoons, it's a good length because, individual success is also means also group success. And I think that's what makes, urban life so great. Anyway, some of the more recommendations, After 12 Hours, very similar, although, there's some urban life fantasy superpowers involved. So, there's a difference between wuxia urban life, martial arts wuxia, cultivation marsh urban life, and then fantasy and superpower urban life, right? Because there's one that's system based and there's another that's like more martial arts based, dealing with the mysterious. It's basically martial arts wuxia in an urban environment. So Jianghu, right? This idea of rivers and lakes, or murim in an urban environment, versus a system where it's just having a superpower, a special power, right? System is a type of superpower, but it's an urban life superpower that you can apply to, gaining knowledge or something, right? Or having special abilities and cheats, whether that be, liquid pills, medicines that, enhance intelligence, or just system like that can help you with promotions, leveling up, charisma, just teaching you skills, right? So very different, differentiating wuxia urban life and fantasy urban life. That was a really quick and concise description that I've never come up with before. So anyway, there's a lot of do-over ones as well. The do-over genre. I completely did not talk about this idea of OP Korean main characters. I'm a lot more wordy, and at length because, these are some of my first podcasts, but, as I talk about these things over and over again, it'll be more refined and I'll focus more. And then obviously, if you're listening, you'll know what I'm talking about, and it'll still be interesting for those who aren't because, you'll get exposed to like new content. Sorry, that's a meta conversation. But yeah, down the line of other similar recommendations, I talked about Black Card, which is much more on the wealth and the intrigue side of things. That's much more darker and more mature in theme. A lot of Korean web novels deal with mature topics. But there are other web novels such as Top Management. These are all Korean titles. Almost always the light novels are licensed from Munpia because Munpia is much more focused on the urban life genre, whereas KW Books, Golem Factory, those reedy books, they usually publish fantasy. There's so much to talk about. I'm cr trying to cram so much into season one, episode one. I am trying to limit myself under 50, 40, 45 is the limit, so an appropriate length. So I still save content for later on. Top Management is really good. Game Market 1983, 100 trillion, 1,000 trillion conglomerate. I'm listing titles at this point, which I don't think is very interesting. The Famous Millionaire. I may do a counterpart to that, another segment talking about the Famous Millionaire as well, and even the youngest son of Sun Yang. As I said before, this idea of these big corporations, cables, and this idea of silver spoon, and we'll talk about that when we discuss things like, the villain's extra, when we can actually go into this idea of the silver spoon. I didn't go too much into the silver spoon because this wasn't Silver Spoon novel, but it's a successful do-over novel, fulfilling your regrets. And then we'll talk more about entertainment and music as well. Music is such a big thing. Cooking is such a big thing. And you get a lot of Korean culture and facets of Korean culture from these webtoons that you just don't think about. I'm only drawing upon this from comparisons to other cultures as well, like Chinese and Japanese more specifically. The work culture and Western work culture, Asian work culture, right? Like, it's all of this I'm deriving just from comparisons to my own experiences, right? And what I've seen. And so that's basically, sorry, meta conversation. I think it's okay to talk, have a meta conversation. So I'm about to engage in an N plus one conversation. I think it's okay to have meta conversations, right? So, like, the rationality behind why I do that. But I try to keep it to a minimum because I feel like it strays from a topic and not too many people are interested in why I choose certain things and are more interested in just talking about things, right? Content, right? There's content and then there's talking about content, and then this is an N plus one conversation, and then N plus two, and so on and so forth. I try and keep it, I try and make N plus one the highest that I go to. So this meta, still meta. This is not N plus one. We're talking about that is N plus two. And there's a reversion to an N plus three and N plus one, but not too much about math. I do have to wrap this up just because of the time constraint. Like, I could go on for like an hour and a half, and I've thought about it, right? Sorry, more meta and tangent stuff. But as respect to the reviewer and trying to stay organized, there will be recordings where I go over, right? I will do a 1.5 hour recording, but I also want to make sure that the content is concise, that it's interesting, and that that you're familiar. I'll probably just like title it like extra length, right? Or super long. Or extended something cut to denote that it's a longer recording. But I also want to respect your time because you're listening, you've come to expect the length that I've previously recorded. A lot of these thoughts I've never really thought about. Usually just like what I'm able to manage, and usually that's around 40 minutes. But as I'm starting to get a sense of organization and where I'm at, I'm slowly developing my own like sense guidelines and the ways I want to conduct this podcast. At the beginning, this is just really off the cuff. I just wanted to do something, and now it's great because I'm actually, fulfilling that. There's a lot I can talk about in terms of fulfilling dreams, but we'll save that for another podcast. Mom, the next one we're going to talk about is Mom, I'm Sorry. I wish there was more I can say, but there's not a lot that come to mind. I can't really summarize as well because, as said before, this is really off the cuff. But some of the things that we talked about was, I never got to OP protagonist, but I said before we'll save that for later. We talked about coincidences. We talked about, various life experiences. Life advice is cheap and whatnot. And then just various other topics about business culture, Korean culture, and then just comparing that to just interesting ideas, right? And then a lot of things I talked about, applies. As you can tell, like, I didn't go too much in the summary or plot base. I just more talked about what, some of the things that I noticed in the webtoon, and then you can read it for yourself and experience, and draw upon your own experiences and, compare it to see if you agree with my thoughts, if it enhance your reading experience to think about those sort of things, right? So it's soft spoilers where I don't talk about the plot, but I talk about the various content that various content, the around the plot, right? Some of the background information that I thought would be interesting as you read or to consider. So yeah, that's really about it for this episode 41, or actually just episode one of season two. I really want to, I like the numbering system because I like seeing big numbers, right? Like I like seeing number 100. Short tangent at the end, which I guess could was a little bit unfortunate, but I as I said, it's all off the cuff. Sorry, episode one of season two of I Couldn't Be YouTube Decided to Make a Podcast Instead. A man's man. So, I covered a webtoon that I was really passionate in and I could talk at length about, and I was happy to talk about, right? With an appropriate amount of enthusiasm. The next one we're going to be talking about is Mom, I'm Sorry, I guess. unless I can think of a better topic. As I said before, I mostly go in passion for the first couple, and then, I slowly try and find content that I'm interested to talk about. I really there are various ones, milestones that I will choose to talk about because they're so big and important, such as dice, such as flow, such as hooky, because they're so unique and so amazing. I do dice over Tower of God or God of High School because I didn't like God of High School or Tower of God. But we'll get to that when we get to that, when we get to those episodes in the future. But for the, I think this is a really great, start to, season two. So thanks for listening, you guys, to the podcast, and I hope you enjoyed. And if you're interested, go read A Man's Man. I'll leave a link to the webtoon in the description below. And yeah, that's about it. For I couldn't be YouTuber, so I decided to make a podcast instead. Episode 41, or season one, episode one, or season two, episode one. A man's a man. We'll stop here.